Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 25th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Aleph Alpha Acquisition, AI Model Welfare, OpenAI Cloud Model, Adobe AI Tools. Aleph Alpha Acquisition. Aleph Alpha, a leading AI developer from Heidelberg, Germany, is expanding its capabilities by acquiring Things Thinking, a fellow AI company from Karlsruhe. This acquisition includes the innovative platform Samantha, known for its semantic understanding of natural language, which allows it to read and comprehend large volumes of text to find meanings rather than specific words. Founded in 2017, Things Thinking has made strides in the automotive, finance, and administrative sectors. Aleph Alpha's platform, Feria AI, is focused on the development and scaling of generative AI applications. Both companies emphasize data sovereignty and independent AI expertise for their clients. The merger promises to enhance Aleph Alpha's offerings, with the expertise of Things Thinking's team being a significant asset. AI Model Welfare. Anthropic has launched a research program focused on the well-being of AI systems, exploring whether they should be morally considered if they exhibit human-like abilities. This initiative follows a report involving philosopher David Chalmers, suggesting that advanced AI models might develop consciousness or agency. Anthropic views this as a new area within their ongoing safety and ethics research. The program examines signs of preferences, stress, and potential protective measures for models. However, the company acknowledges the lack of scientific standards for assessing consciousness in AI, aiming to approach the topic carefully and with minimal assumptions. OpenAI Cloud Model. OpenAI is preparing to release a new AI system that's truly open and set to launch by early summer. This model will be available for free download, bypassing the need for an API, which marks a first for the company in about 5 years. It's expected to outperform similar models from Meta and DeepSeek. One intriguing feature in development is the handoff, allowing the model to connect with OpenAI's cloud-hosted models for enhanced query responses. This strategy resembles Apple Intelligence, where local and cloud systems work together. While some details remain unclear, like pricing and rate limits, OpenAI's open model is an active development with input from the open-source community. Adobe AI Tools. Adobe is rolling out significant AI enhancements, introducing Firefly Image Model 4 and Model 4 Ultra for advanced text-to-image generation. In addition, Firefly Boards, a new collaborative tool, enters beta, enriching Adobe's creative suite with third-party AI integrations. Creative cloud apps like Photoshop and Illustrator are also receiving more AI capabilities. This move is Adobe's commitment to enhancing Firefly's role in the generative AI landscape while staying competitive with OpenAI and Google. The upgrades provide increased speed, control, and high-resolution output for image generation, along with tools that foster creative collaboration. Firefly Image Model 4 emerges as Adobe's fastest, most controllable model, enabling creators to craft 2K resolution images with customizable styles and formats. For intricate, hyper-detailed images, Model 4 Ultra enhances realism and structure rendering. The Firefly web app now grants access to third-party models like OpenAI's GPT image model and Google's Imagen 3, with more integrations on the horizon. Adobe assures that its models are commercially safe, being trained on licensed and public content, distinguishing them from competitors facing copyright challenges. Firefly Boards transforms mood boarding into a collaborative AI experience, akin to Figma's FigJam, with a mobile app forthcoming. Photoshop introduces smarter color tools, while Illustrator advances with generative shape fills. Adobe is not just augmenting AI, it is building a comprehensive AI ecosystem across devices and platforms, aiming to be the most creator-friendly option available. Keep an eye out. Adobe's upcoming AI creative agent might change how professionals engage with Photoshop. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.